Well, another session at the Michigan Energy Innovation Business Council's annual member meeting on the campus of Michigan State is entitled Cities Driving the Energy Transformation. And that session features Mayors Rosalind Bliss of Grand Rapids and Jim Carruthers of Traverse City, who just minutes before his session begins has graciously agreed to spend a few minutes with us. Mayor Carruthers, welcome to Greening of the Great Lakes.
Thank you, Kirk. It's good to be here.
Give our listener, for those people who have been in a cave for the last 30 or 40 years, a snapshot of your beautiful city of Traverse City.
Well, most people in Michigan know Traverse City sort of is the vacation mecca of the state. We have, you know, natural resources abound. We're on Grand Traverse Bay. We have Sleeping Bear Dunes. We have lakes and streams everywhere. We're ideal for a vacation, and many people leave the urban areas of downstate and around the Midwest or all over the world now, because we're on every top 10 list you can get on, to come to Traverse City. So we face many challenges with how we grow and what we want to do while maintaining the character of our town that keeps people wanting to be there.
One thing, and I'm very familiar with the Traverse City area, but Traverse City has been green in terms of sustainability long before sustainability even became a word. But there's an ethos up in Northwest Michigan about the environment.
Oh, well, we attract many people who believe in protecting our natural resources and the environment. We're very much a green community. We attract all sorts of people that want the easier living, the nicer living with the forests and the waters around them. And we've been very fortunate, and I've been involved for some time. I got involved in politics back in 96 when I advocated our Traverse City Light and Power, a municipal utility company, to introduce a green rate so we can put the first utility-grade wind generator in the country in Traverse City. That wind tower that sits up on top of M72 Hill, that's the first of its kind in this country, and we got it placed in Traverse City. So we sort of started the green movement, the renewable movement, back in the late 90s, and we moved, you know, all along to, in 2007, we adopted the U.S. Mayor's Climate Protection Agreement. In 2010, we set a renewable goal for our light and power company of the 30% renewable by 2020. In 2011, we adopted a city climate action plan. In 2011, we partnered with Cherryland Electric Cooperative to build the very first community solar project. And now, as mayor and with the leadership of others like Mayor Hartwell and Rosalind Bliss and other communities throughout the country, we've encouraged our people to support, and we have adopted a 100% renewable plan for Traverse City.
Yes, you, Traverse City, and the lovely village of Northport, a 100% renewable plan. What does that mean?
Well, I mean, it means that we're going to try to become 100% renewable. All of our electrical needs are going to come from renewable resources. We could do that through our power company. Traverse City Light and Power generates about 300,000 megawatts of electricity to meet the needs of the entire city. We're a city of 15,000 people. But the city itself, buildings, city infrastructure, we only use or need about 10,000 megawatts. So we're basing our renewable goal on our own city operations and how we can build efficiencies into everything that we do. We meet the state's – we haven't met – the state standard, I believe, for energy production is increasing to 15% right now. We're at about 11% at our power company, and we're working towards new power purchases or renewable programs right now to gain that 4 or 5% we need to hit the state standard. I'm hoping in the future, as a utility, we can grow that to 30 or more like we originally had planned for. But as far as the city goes, we're going to work within our own operations to try to green up and be more energy efficient on everything we do. Like I said, from, you know, energy efficient vehicles to insulating our buildings to LED light programs to, you know, whatever it takes to use less electricity. So we've set up a green team of, you know, some of our nonprofit leaders that helped us, you know, generate this, planning commissioners, downtown development authority members, city commissioners, myself as the mayor, to sit down and really to evaluate our capital improvement plan for our next 6 years and really see where we can build these efficiencies in when we're building new projects. So it's a challenge, and our goal is 2020, and it's a pretty aggressive goal, but I think we feel we can meet that through, you know, really getting the support from our community, getting the support from the other commissioners, getting the support from our city staff to really focus on this as a priority.
My guest is Jim Carruthers. He is the mayor of the lovely city of Traverse City. We're talking about cities that are driving the energy transformation. Jim, there is quite a bit of development going on in Traverse City, and I know there's some issues with how high buildings can go and that sort of a thing. But this, new construction is also going to drive a demand for energy as well, but you're factoring that into your planning as well?
Well, I think with the modern building codes that we have adopted through the counties and through the state, we're seeing that already built for us. I mean, we have low-flow toilets in play, you know, shower heads that use less water, you know, energy-efficient HVAC systems, hot water systems, that kind of thing. So a lot of the building code stuff is already there for us to use to help build that efficiency into what we create. So most new construction is going to have to meet the modern code standards. So that's a good thing in my mind. I mean, it's a challenge for others because sometimes those bring up the cost of development because it's not always as popular and it's not everybody wants it. But it's good that we're finally regulating some of those codes to make it, force it to happen. So that's going to be a big help to us as we grow because we are, I think, one of the fastest growing regions in Michigan. So I think having this stuff planned out and built in to our growth, we can, you know, sort of, you know, make it happen before it happens. So we're working really hard at making that work.
You anticipated my next question. A lot of emphasis on LEED certification in West Michigan and the Grand Rapids area when you're building these new buildings or moving towards LEED. A lot of upfront costs sometimes, but as a mayor, you've got to look at the economic cost-benefit analysis as well. A lot of these technologies end up paying for themselves rather quickly, and after that, it's gravy.
Well, right now, renewable resources for energy production are the lowest cost right now. So they're working for us. And we do know that a lot of the, you know, mid to larger corporations in this country, progressive corporations, are looking for cities that provide renewable power because they want to locate in areas that provide that service to them that's reliable. And we also, at Northwestern Michigan College, our regional community college, we have an associate's degree program in renewable energy technologies. So we're trying to be ahead of the curve there, too, and train young people to get into these fields, create jobs, good-paying jobs, and hopefully keep them local in Traverse City and help us to build our future through education and technology right at home.
Well, that's a question I had not anticipated because I wasn't aware of that program, although we've interviewed folks from Northwestern on water quality and all sorts of other things that they're doing up there. But, I mean, a lot of students enroll in that program, and can you give us a snapshot of what kind of jobs that they may end up having?
Well, because, like I said, because of the program at NMC and because of our growth and because of the technology changes and the restrictions, I think as we grow, we're seeing the boom, and these kids are going to hopefully be able to, or young people or whoever it may be at the college, are going to be able to fold themselves into these jobs as they are created. I mean, we're just in the – we've been in a pretty steady growth mode, but we're sort of ramping it up, and things are changing a lot in Traverse City. So hopefully this we can just grab some of these young recruits right in to the industry and pull them in and keep them in Traverse City, because that's one of our biggest issues is a lot of people leave Traverse City to get educated or to live in a big city to make more money, to have a career. It's no one likes it, but a view of the bay is still half the pay. And it's a challenge to live in Traverse City. It always has been. And we've attracted a new generation of young people who really base their livelihood on their surroundings. And Traverse City has what people want, the recreation and the natural resources. So hopefully this will help create more stable, good-paying jobs and keep them locally instead of us losing them to other markets around the country and the world.
Well, congratulations on the commitment to 100% renewable. I mean, you folks have been ahead of the curve for a long time. You continue to be. We'll continue to follow events up in Traverse City, as is our wont on this program. My guest has been Jim Carruthers. He is the mayor of the lovely city of Traverse City. Jim, I know you've got a panel discussion coming right up, but thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed it very much.